Hello, my name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day. The largest gap in church planting efforts globally is North Africa, home to some 100 million people. Mauritania, Morocco, Algeria, Tunisia, and Libya, also known as the Maghreb, represents a region where there is almost no work to plant churches. I record this message from the Maghreb, and you'll have to excuse the background noise. Now, I'm going to assume that you, dear listener, are a follower of Jesus Christ. And to all of his disciples, Jesus said, "If anyone comes to me and does not hate his own father and mother and wife and children and brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple." He also says, "If any one of you who does not renounce all that he has cannot be my disciple. If anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me." Jesus has given everything for us. This is no more evident than on a bloodied cross. Now, we must be prepared to give everything up for him. Our possessions, career, reputation, even our families. Renounce everything? Give up your family? How can Jesus ask this of us? And yet, if anyone in the Maghreb desires to follow Jesus, this is exactly what will happen. Standing here in the Maghreb, where following Christ can cost a man his family and his friends, his freedom, even his safety, these words of Jesus take on a fresh weight. For many of us in America, the greatest obstacle to following Christ is not persecution, but comfort. We have much to lose, and we've become accustomed to keeping it. We love Jesus, but we often want to follow him on our own terms. We want discipleship without sacrifice and devotion without surrender and a cross without suffering. Yet Jesus does not negotiate the terms of discipleship. He bids us to himself and he bids us come and die. It's not necessarily a physical death, but a death to self, a death to our own ambitions, a death to our rights or the rights we think we are owed, and a death to the claims we have upon our lives. But the story of Scripture is not about death. It doesn't end in death. It's about a glorious, radiant, joyful, everlasting life. And the things we give up in this world are nothing compared to knowing Jesus, being found in him, and to be gripped, body and soul, by the power of his resurrection. Oh, to be loved by God so deeply that he would let nothing in all creation separate you from him, not even death. Everything in this world is temporary. Possessions fade, careers end, reputations change. Even the dearest earthly relationships last only for a season. But Christ offers peace with God, an everlasting life and love, and a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Missionary and martyr Jim Elliot famously wrote in his journal, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." Our brothers and sisters in the Maghreb, few though there are, know what it means to give up everything to gain Christ. They know what it is to live courageously and self-sacrificially. We could learn much from them. Most of us will never be asked to endure what they endure. Most of us will not lose our families for following Christ or face imprisonment. But all of us are called to the same gospel, the same cross, the same loyalty, the same King. The question is not whether Christ is worthy of our all. The question is whether we believe he is. What is it that you have been unwilling to surrender? Is there some comfort, ambition, possession, relationship that you hold more tightly than Christ? Christian, whatever he asks you to lay down, he asks as the one who loves you and gave himself for you. In Galatians 2:20, Paul wrote, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. In the life I live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is no longer you who lives, but Christ who lives in us." It's true. Do you believe it? Does your life reflect it? My name is Fletch Matlack, and I'm the pastor of Emmanuel Baptist Church in New Hartford, and I'm your pastor for the day.